Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have MasterCard's Nicole Ward talking about their award-winning identity theft resolution solution, so check it out. Welcome to our show and part of our MasterCard leadership series, we have Nicole Ward from MasterCard on the show. How's it going, Nicole?
It is going great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, you guys are award winners. Congratulations. Yeah. Look at the trophy.
Yeah,
and the
right here.
Banner. Well done. The NAFQ Innovation Award for your Identity Theft Resolution Benefit Solution. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you. We're happy with it.
Well, for those who may not have heard of the Identity Theft Resolution Solution, I mean, what is it? I mean, can you give us a quick summary on what it's all about?
Well, first of all, it's not easy to say. It is, however, easy to use. MasterCard ID Theft Protection, it's available to cardholders all the time. The trouble is that they probably don't know that they have it.
Okay.
So I'll get into that in a minute, but cardholders decide how much information they want the service to monitor. So you can enter credit card numbers and not just your MasterCard.
Right.
Debit card numbers, driver's license, passport number, medical ID, if you have that as well, other government IDs. And if something seems amiss, if something seems out of the ordinary, the service will send you an alert.
Oh.
And then you decide what to do next.
Okay.
You invest further, you know, do you ignore it? It is up to you. As I said, it is a free service. Now, there's one more part I almost forgot to tell you. If you have a victim of identity theft, the service also will help you resolve that. So it the website has, you know, pointers where to go, who to call.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all legitimate, authentic places, because sometimes, you know, you do a search for who can help me, and a lot of them come up. And I was actually reading a story earlier today that a lot of times that's how criminals do some phishing, is they put something out there that looks like something that's going to help you. It actually does the exact opposite.
Oh, fantastic.
So cardholders who are interested in this, they can sign up at MasterCardIDTheftAlerts.com.
Okay.
They can also go to 1-800-MASTERCARD and do it over the phone. We also have a customer service Twitter handle called @AskMasterCard. So many get more information.
We'll put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it. Because I'm glad you brought that up, Nicole, because a lot of people, when they do have their identity stolen, I mean, like, oh my gosh, where do I go? What do I do? And it's great that MasterCard has this all-in-one solution for them to take, because I mean, you can get lost, like you said, trying to find somebody. Who's the right person to call about this
stuff?
Well,
yeah, and if someone has stolen your identity, I mean, how much more vulnerable can you feel?
Oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. Exactly. All right, so now, how did the solution come about? I mean, was there a huge outcry from consumers out there needing something like that? Obviously, because fraud is a pretty serious thing these days.
So in 2013, you'll probably recall there were a series of really high-profile breaches, two of them Target and Neiman Marcus, and there were some others as well. We think at MasterCard that peace of mind is priceless, and so it made sense to us to evolve our cardholder protections for, like you said, this consumer outcry, this consumer need, and it still is quite a need. We actually recently did a survey that showed that 55% of millennials would rather have naked pictures of themselves leaked online than their financial information. I don't know where I come down on that, but yeah, this is a big deal.
I gotcha. And I want to go off just on a little bit of a tangent here. In this whole thing, there's part of the services is 24/7 monitoring of the dark web. Now, not a lot of people have heard this term before. I mean, it sounds extremely sinister, and I'm sure it is. Can you just quickly tell us what this dark web is and why we should be aware of it?
Yeah, the dark web sounds dangerous, and it is. It is appropriately named. So the dark web is the part of the World Wide Web that is not indexed. You can't find it by searching.
Okay.
And so this is a place where there are chat forums, chat rooms, peer-to-peer networks where criminal activity happens.
Okay.
And this is where stolen identification, stolen IDs are bought and sold.
Oh, wow.
So it's really not a good place. So you can't find it, but the technology behind MasterCard ID Theft Alerts can find it, does find it, monitors it all the time. And again, then sends you alerts if something funky is going on in there that you can do. be aware of.
Gotcha. Okay. Good to know. Good to clear that up. Now, This is another fact that I found out is you guys are the only ones offering something like this. What's going on? Why isn't anybody else? I mean, this sounds like such a no-brainer. What's going on here?
Well, I want to clarify that. No, there are other services out there that you can pay
right.
for.
Right.
We just feel like you shouldn't have to pay for peace
it's
of
free.
Mind.
Okay, got it.
That, again, my favorite price, free. this level of protection, no cost at all to consumer and small business cardholders. And again, what's different about our service are the proactive alerts, mm-hmm. the ID alerts.
Okay, gotcha. And this, I mean, again, you said it's peace of mind is priceless. I mean, this is like knowing that this is there for your card. I mean, it's just like you can go about your day doing whatever and knowing this protection is there. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I know. It's like someone, you know, exactly. You can go about your day. You can go about your shopping, your transacting, mm-hmm. everything. And you've just got someone like, you know, just someone's got your back.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Good to know. Good to know. And another cool thing about this service is, or the solution is, I'm looking at my notes here, it offers free identity remediation services. Now that's amazing. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, because again, we talked about earlier, it's like, who do you call? Who do you go to? But
right.
this is free and they give you step by step. I mean, this is a huge value that any bank or credit union could offer their members.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're on vacation and your wallet is stolen, not even on vacation, because that could happen anywhere, but you know, wherever you are, if your wallet is stolen or your pocketbook or whatever it is, someone breaks into your house, you know, your passport, whatever it is, mm-hmm. You can hop onto the website, go and get information, get the phone number, get the email address. And like I said before, these are all the legitimate places to contact. So there's no concern about, you know, am I really calling the right place or am I contacting a place that is now going to turn around and either sell my information or use my information?
Mm-hmm, indeed. Again, peace of mind knowing that that's there and it's free. Wonderful. Wonderful. And to top it off, I mean, if your bank or credit union is offering this type of thing, it just gives them that much more value as well because there's trust involved.
Well, that's exactly right. So we've been talking about what this offers cardholders, but what this offers financial institutions is competitive differentiation in the market.
Yep.
So MasterCard, as you said, the only one to offer this level of protection for free. And financial institutions, as you said, the way that they can use this is to strengthen relationships that they already have, mm-hmm. build relationships that they don't have yet, mm-hmm. and establish customer loyalty.
Indeed. All right. To wrap up here, Nicole, I mean, what types of general advice do you have for mitigating identity theft? Because not everybody has this solution yet. I hope they do. But obviously, I mean, it's fairly new. But I mean, what can people do in the meantime to kind of protect themselves?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just having dinner with a friend last night and it was like, we should have been shooting a commercial. She's like, do you know anything out there where I could, you know, protect my information? I said, well, yes, Anita, actually, I just. So we are hoping that more people sign up for this quickly. But in the meantime, simple things like be smart about what kind of PII, personally identifiable information, put out there in the open forum. And also, as I was saying before, even the forums that you think are not open, mm-hmm. know who you're giving that information to.
Yeah.
You know, double check, triple check. Maybe if it's a phone, you know, never give information to someone who has called you, mm-hmm. ask for a phone number to call them back to buy.
I was going to say, or even an email as well. I mean, phishing is rampant as well. So yeah, you got to be very careful about that as well.
Right. Then things like change your passwords frequently. Mm-hmm. Don't make something simple like password or your
ABC123. Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, look for services like MasterCard ID Theft Alerts, which is, as I said, to all cardholders.
Great. All right. Well, great message to end on, Nicole. Thank you so much. Anything else to add to wrap it up here? I mean, just great information, great service, free as well. So you can't beat that. Anything else to wrap up, Nicole? I mean, great stuff here.
If anyone watching has any questions about this or anything else that MasterCard is offering, the quickest way is probably the Twitter handle @AskMasterCard or 1-800-MASTERCARD.
We will put that in the show notes. And once again, congratulations on your NAFQ Innovation Award. Well done and well deserved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.